WSGW with your morning team. It's 7:20.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you.
The late, great Fats Domino and his signature song, Blueberry Hill.
Blueberry Hill.
Tomorrow, in New Orleans, though he wasn't born there, he spent most of his life, and Fats Domino is going to be honored as a street is going to be renamed in his honor. Caffin Avenue is going to be renamed Antoine Fats Domino Avenue. There'll be a music band strutting down the newly renamed street to a park where musical tributes to Fats Domino are going to be held. Fats Domino, who passed away in 2017, really now 5 years ago, at the age of 89. So a nice honor for New Orleans to recognize, though again, he may not have been born there, but he spent most of his life there, and having a chance to have a hometown honor. What a nice thing to do for New Orleans to recognize when somebody of such significance and a music legend. In some places, sometimes the artist is born there and doesn't spend much of the life there, but they can at least call it a claim to fame anyway in a lot of places. Hey, also, before we move on to Bill O'Reilly, longtime WSGW listeners should know, though his show has not aired on WSGW for the past number of months because of some of our programming adjustments and changes that we've undergone in the past months and a year. Jim Bohannon plans to broadcast his final show tonight. Jim Bohannon, for many years, longtime host with his network show from 10 until 1 a.m., 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Of course, he got his start so many years ago as being a replacement or a substitute for Larry King when Larry King vacationed. And then when Larry King moved his show around, Jim Bohannon took over. But he is going to retire. 40 years he spent with the Westwood One radio network and 30 years hosting the Jim Bohannon Show. He says, as I've enjoyed every minute of our daily nighttime town hall with guests, callers, and all of America. He's being recognized as a man who had a chance to present a number of different shows, not just the Jim Bohannon Show, but for years he was also the host of the Early America in the Morning Show and the America This Week Show. He did begin his career in his hometown station in Lebanon, Missouri, back in 1960. Says Jim Bohannon is hanging up the headsets as he's got some health concerns. Hopefully all will go as well as possible, but Jim Bohannon and a last broadcast for his show tonight, and as I said, for many years, part of the WSGW programming lineup.